world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
My daughter is not going to be hazed and beat up and touched on and like...
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning?
As you know, during late October of 2000...
I was concerned and decided to join the field trip as a chaperone.
Excuse me, what's causing global warming?
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Not causing global warming, but every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we've been taking your ass to the edge of reality since 1990. Truth is our bitch, and we'll take you through the looking glass and beyond. Going places, doing things, meeting people that no other talk show can or would. And welcome to the show tonight. And our website, philhendryshow.com, right now has live streaming video of our show, live streaming audio of our show. So if you want to get over there and check out what we do, how we do it, and when we do it, go do that. And you'll also get you'll have downloads of our archives, new downloads of podcasts made every day, including our pre-show rants, which we're now turning into podcasts. And we have our mini podcast and our, I guess you could call it a maxi podcast, which is grotesque, but that's the full show. And then our classic Phil. It's over at philhendryshow.com. A district attorney sexted a domestic abuse victim as he prosecuted her abuser. A dad threatens to basically kick the ass of all of these bullies that are picking on his daughter. And this evening we will be talking with a gentleman here in just a couple of minutes, Mr. Don Parsley, who has intimate knowledge of the kind of syndrome that people suffer from who self-inflict these wounds or these attacks, just as this young woman did in Vancouver, Washington. We'll talk about that. Tonight, our affiliate spotlight on Boston, WTKK 96.9 FM in Boston, and in Buffalo, WWKB 1520 on the dial there in Buffalo. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Network. You heard the story, and it's one of those stories that takes a few days to, now, what did she do, and how did this happen? And, oh, yeah, it sounds like baloney, and then it turns out it is baloney. And this is the woman named Bethany Sorrow. Bethany Sorrow. Now, there's a young lady that splashed acid in her own face, and so you don't get too freaked out. She's okay. She's not seriously injured. They were second-degree burns. If you see the picture of her, it looks a lot more grotesque, I guess, than the actual injuries. But she splashed acid in her own face, and it has left her friends and family shocked, particularly those who rushed to her defense in the days following her self-maiming. Pamela Storrow, Storrow's former mother-in-law, told ABC News earlier this week that rumors that the acid attack was a hoax were insane and that there was no way her former daughter-in-law would do this to herself. When reached today by ABC News, Mrs. Storrow declined to speak other than to say she is in disbelief over Storrow's admission that she did, in fact, fake the attack. I'm shocked was all that Pamela Storrow would say. John Pax is a gym owner who held a fundraising to help offset Storrow's medical expenses following this attack, and he said, as well that he's in disbelief. He said, we put aside our business because we found someone in need, one of our own members, he said. We felt for her. According to Anytime Fitness owner Pax, nobody close to Storrow believed that she could have faked this attack. Now, with me on the line from Minneapolis, Minnesota tonight is Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley was a employee of a business concern, 2 years ago in Minneapolis, and you feel, sir, that you kind of know what this woman, Bethany Storrow, is going through, correct?
Well, I was saying that to the man that answered your phone.
Tell me what you think is going on with someone that would fake an attack on themselves.
I think you have to, and I'm not used to speaking on radio, so.
You're doing fine, sir. It's all right.
You have to understand that you're not really faking. What you're doing is you are bringing to fruition, or you are creating what you know is going to happen. I knew it would happen to me, and it did happen to me.
Now, what you're bringing to fruition, tell me. Please explain that.
Well, you have a fear. Maybe you work in a neighborhood, or you shop in a neighborhood, or you live in a neighborhood where you're going to be afraid that you'll be attacked by a black person. And you fear for your life, or you're fearing that this is going to happen, and eventually you can't take the anxiety and the sort of a paranoid anxiety, and it's displaced. And so you simply say, I've got to do it. I can't take it I can't take this feeling anymore. And
did this happen to you, correct, sir?
Well,
I mean, the need to self-maim?
We call it a displaced paranoia anxiety. And I was living in at the time in North Minneapolis. Right now I live in the suburbs, but at the time I was living in North Minneapolis, which is a part of the city that has a high crime rate. And I was working at the North Star Brewery there, and I had a late-night shift. And I would walk from my car to the brewery through a very, very black, a lot of black people living in the neighborhood, and I would fear being assaulted until one night I couldn't take the anxiety no more, and that's when I basically placed myself in an area of the road that was a depressed area, like a ditch, if you will, and put evidence of a black person attacking me.
What did you do to yourself to make it look like you'd been attacked?
I did a lot of things. I had a paperweight that I brought from home. Anything heavy, I had a barbell that I hit myself across the face with it pretty hard. I didn't fracture anything, but I did bruise badly. And I hit myself in the chest with this very heavy paperweight that's like a large mallet. Got out of the car and rolled the car, released the parking brake and rolled the car over my left hand, taking care not to do it on my right hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it broke a bone in my hand. And the scream from that, and I didn't even know I was going to scream, but I screamed so loud that I immediately put the car in park and threw myself down into this ditch, and that brought some people out. And they asked...
The scream from you backing the car over your hand?
Out and they said, "What happened to you?" I said, "I've been beaten by you, not you, but people that look like, because the people that came to help me were black, and I appreciated that, you know."
Is this a well? Before we get into discussions of racism or what have you,
no, it's not. I can assure you, it's not racist.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The acid attack that Bethany Storrow apparently inflicted on herself is causing a great deal of disbelief and shock among her friends. She apparently did this perhaps as a way of getting attention. That's what we thought anyway, Mr. Parsley, and I'll hear more of what you have to say. And she said that she wanted to talk about Jesus, and I guess when it was coming out that perhaps she faked this, she suddenly is canceling these appearances. Why wouldn't she, if she is suffering from this displaced anxiety that you're talking about, Mr. Parsley, why wouldn't she go on Oprah and talk about that? Why wouldn't she go on a TV show?
Well, I don't know that she knows what, you know. All she knows is that she's afraid of a black beating her up and throwing acid on her, or however she's afraid of it. And she figures, as long as that's going to happen, if I'll do it to myself, and perhaps I can, after I do it to myself, get people to, subscribe to a magazine that I'm publishing. It's very involved, and I know it's hard for people to understand, but when you go through life with this displaced anxiety, this displaced paranoia anxiety, as I have, and you are afraid...
Is it a specific thing?
What do you mean, sir?
Do you specifically fear being beaten up or having, in her case, she threw acid in her face?
Yeah, that's how I imagine it would happen to me, and I guess she imagined that she would have acid thrown on her by a black woman who, you know, and so she did it to herself, and also on top of that, in her life at the present time, she may have been writing for a publication, or she may have been selling a magazine, and took the opportunity, as long as people were paying attention to her, to talk about where you can buy her books, or I don't know what she was saying.
Well, she was talking about Jesus. She said she wanted to bring people closer to Jesus as the result of this attack. Does that make sense?
It makes sense from from the standpoint of if you're suffering and you've got to get it over with, and you know a black person's going to attack you, you just, or whatever it is, Mr. Andrew, it doesn't have to be a black person. It could be a Chinese person. It could be...
Or it just could be a person, huh?
No, it generally has to do with an ethnicity. You're afraid that either a Chinese man or a Mexican or someone...
Would a Chinese man or a black person be fearful of being attacked by a white person?
I don't think so, because... Well, I don't know if they fear that from whites. It'd be hard to figure a white man just jumping a black. Although I guess it does happen.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
I would imagine, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Henry Show, as we talk about the what Mr. Parsley is calling a displaced paranoid anxiety syndrome, where you are afraid something's going to happen, so you go ahead and do it to yourself. And in the case of Bethany Storrow, she was afraid she was going to get jumped by a black woman and have acid thrown on her.
I don't know if it's necessary acid, but I...
Well, then why would she do that?
I think because she wanted to make it as bad as it could be. She probably thought a black woman would just beat her and leave her dead. So she wanted to make it just bad, like acid or... And also, you just imagine it. And in my case, I felt they were going to beat me and leave me for dead. So I did beat myself as bad as I could. It sounds ridiculous, but that's what I did. And
all right. Here's the big question for me, Don. Do you get any relief from this? You know, do you find that after you do this to yourself, like this girl put acid in her face and you pretended you got beat up, does the fear, the anxiety, does it go away?
It goes away if you have enough people paying attention to you and saying that they're sorry that it happened and they want to help you. And it'll go away briefly if there's people around you who will pay attention to you. But if it doesn't, if you don't get that reaction, then within a week you want to go and do something else to yourself. You know, in my case, I got a little bit of attention, but I saw the attention this lady got. I didn't get anything like that. I didn't have any newspaper. If I had, I wouldn't have gone back. And next week, I tried to stab myself. You know, and
you tried to stab yourself?
Yes, sir. I tried to, because I knew someone was going to stab me. I knew a black man would stab me, if for no other reason than being angry at me for faking like I got beat up by a black man. And it makes it worse. It makes it worse. So. When she said that she got attacked by a black lady, now she may actually get attacked by a black lady.
Well, I don't, you know, that's irresponsible. I don't want to go there because we don't know. The fact is, this is created by you and created by this woman and created by others to, you say, get rid of the anxiety and the fear that it's going to happen. And I didn't even ask you, were you sure that it was going to happen or is this a fantasy?
No, I know I'm going to be beaten half to death by a gang of blacks sooner or later. I just know it.
And why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm not a racist, and I don't go into black neighborhoods except for that one time. I think it's probably because it's certain with the whole unemployment.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Now, that's an interesting comment he just made. So we're talking to Don Parsley with about this story, this Bethany Storrow who threw acid in her own face because she, you know, he says you have the anxiety that you're going to get beaten up by a black person or by somebody, and so you go ahead and you make it happen. He doesn't say he's a racist. He just knows it's going to happen. And he feels that this Bethany Storrow felt the same way. She's not a racist. She just knows she's going to get beat up or have acid dropped on her by a black woman. So she goes ahead and does it to get rid of the anxiety of waiting for it to happen. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
I don't know. That's crazy.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number here and our website, philhendryshow.com. You can take a look at live streaming video of our show and audio right now as we speak with Mr. Don Parsley of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The woman, Bethany Storo, who faked an attack on herself, she threw acid in her face. She apparently wanted some kind of a negative or positive attention as a result of this. She said she wanted to talk to people about Jesus, but that was before people found out this was a hoax. You're saying that this is an anxiety brought on by a fear the actual thing's going to happen, Mr. Parsley. All right, now hold on. Before you answer that, I wanted to ask you, when you faked your own attack 2 years ago, was in North Minneapolis, how did you make people believe you'd been attacked by a group of black people?
Well, you leave around, I had a CD, Andre 3000 CDs, Nicki Minaj CDs, and I also, whatever you think will make people think a black, group of blacks were on you, there was a Popeyes that was up the street, and there was a, I had the coleslaw cup, and then the other thing is that you, you're in a black neighborhood. And
did people believe you?
No, well, they didn't, and then they finally did, because in Minneapolis, they police reacted with a, if you have blacks getting out of control there, the police are going to shut it down. And so then they did.
Because you said that no one cared.
Nobody did care, but they did care after the police. But it didn't last, because they found out that I faked it.
And so they found out that you hoaxed this.
Yes, sir, they did.
And what was their response to that?
Well, I mean, it was inappropriate. They said that I was a liar, and I said it. I'm afraid that that's going to happen. And now my anxiety is way better because I did it to myself. But now that you call me a liar, now I'm afraid of it again. So they have to understand that they make it worse. I'm not saying they caused it, but they make it worse.
Well, you're saying they're making it worse because they don't believe you, sir. And when they don't believe you, that causes you extra anxiety. But why are they supposed to say they believe you when it didn't happen? Here is Russ on the Phil Hendry Show. You're on with Don Parsley. Russ, go ahead.
Well, if you don't think you're a racist, I believe you're mistaken. I feel bad for you that you suffer these things. But there's some underlying fear. There's more to this than you're telling us. And if you're willing to admit that you've done these things to yourself and faked these crimes, then you need to go ahead and admit that you have some underlying fear, and thank you for your time.
I do have underlying fear. I don't think I've not admitted that. I'm afraid I'm going to be beaten up by a black.
And then you caused this to happen. But the question is, do you think that you're a racist?
No, there's not a racist bone in my body, because it's only normal to think that if you work in a black neighborhood, a gang of blacks will beat you. Okay.
Well, see, hold on a second. I'm inclined to disagree with you for one reason. I grew up in downtown St. Louis as one of the very few white people in the whole dang gum city. Okay. And I have no irrational fear of being beaten up by a black guy. I have just as much irrational fear of being beaten up by any criminal, regardless of their color.
Yeah, but in Minneapolis, you have a garrison mentality because there's so few blacks. They garrison, they've pretty much fortressed themselves there in the northern part of the city.
Wait. What do you mean fortress themselves? I mean, I've lived in Minneapolis. It's a part of the city that is African American.
Well, you guys asked me. I'm not racist. How do you say that I'm racist?
Well, first of all, let's talk about how you set this scene up. Popeye's fried chicken.
Yes, sir.
You don't think that's racist?
There's a Popeye's right up the street. Is that racist? Right up the street from where they found me. And all I did was I went up and I got some of the coleslaw cups. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just afraid. This girl that did this to herself, who was it that attacked her? A black woman.
And a black woman did not attack her. She was afraid of a black. Yeah.
What?
A black woman's afraid of attack.
Well, I don't know how you. Are you black, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm not black at all, but I grew up in a black neighborhood, And I understand.
How do you know?
I can see racism a mile away. If you don't admit it to yourself now, you will tomorrow.
But, well, I don't know why you say that, because all I did was say, you know, that is the caller there or what? I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, no, we got to take a break.
All I did was say that I had a Popeye and a 50-cent CD that I laid next.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
I mean, Nicki Minaj, that's what I meant.
Phil Hendry.
And Outkast.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We have Robert Greene coming up, I think, at the top of the hour to be talking with us about this DA, this district attorney, sexting. Hold on for a minute, man. We got some kind of... Is that in the background there for you, Don?
Well, I'm sorry. I had a radio turned on. I apologize.
Okay. We're going to have Bob Greene on talking about this district attorney in Wisconsin who was sexting a domestic abuse victim whose attacker he was prosecuting. It's a bizarre story. 877-876-PHIL. Don Parsley with us. We're talking about the acid attack hoax perpetrated by this young woman, Bethany Storos, or Storo, I should say, in Vancouver, Washington. You call this DPAS? What is that?
That's displaced paranoid anxiety syndrome. It's a displaced paranoia where you are afraid, you're sure it's going to happen, and in order to make it happen, you make it happen. That's what she did, afraid that. And if you look what she did, and unfortunately it's only second degree burns, but her face is, you know, that's pretty. She's pretty ugly right now with the brown on her nose and everything, and her chin.
Those are the burns.
Yes, sir. And so we need, and this is generally when I do interviews on different radio stations, this is when we begin to tell people that we are starting the clinic up. And actually, I should have told you earlier that we were starting the clinic up, but your questions sort of led me away.
I'm sorry, sir. You have a clinic for this disorder.
Yes, and this is the part of the interview where we usually tell people that we'd like to have their donation to please send it to my attention as well as to the. And we're going to start raising money for the clinic, and at which time, in so doing, raising money for the clinic, we're going to draw attention to people who wreck their face because they're afraid that a black woman is going to walk up and throw cleaning fluid on them, or like my case too. You know.
Well, I want to get back to the what you were saying to that other caller, though. You're not a racist.
Mr. Henry, I answered that question. I'm trying to get around to the part where we're. I think I answered his question. I just want to let people know to call. And
are you asking my listeners to call in to do what?
I'm asking your listeners to help us start to help us fund the foundation we have for displaced paranoid anxiety syndrome, and call up with a donation, and then I'm happy to answer your question. You know, I thought I answered your question already, but being a racist, I'm not a racist.
You're not a racist, but you you told me during the break that you poured grape soda all over yourself. You had a Popeye's fried chicken. A lot of things that bespeak someone who's using a stereotypical items that a racist might think black people have. Did you tell me you had there was an empty bottle of Nivea lotion, things like that?
Well, you're attacking me, and I feel attacked.
I'm asking you a question. You're asking my audience to call in and donate money. I'm asking you, Nivea lotion, where did you get the grape drink?
I didn't get it. There was a little boy with a grape, he got a grape snow cone. I asked him if I could borrow it. And I attacked myself with the grape snow cone. By that I mean I pretended as if I were black and I threw it in my own face. And the coleslaw goes without saying. The Nivea lotion goes without saying. I had a bottle of it that I'd picked out. And so I beat myself with the paperweight and with a dumbbell.
All right, and then you backed a car over your hand.
I backed a car And that, and the pain from that, I screamed out loud. I was in agony, but I also knew it was a pretty good scream because it was going to bring people out. So I was sort of thankful in a way that I was in such agony because the scream was so, you know, realistically screamed out. And that's when I threw myself into a ditch, and the people came out. Now, I've explained all of this, and now I'm asking for people to call and help us fund the clinic.
All right, sir, you know, they're going to call.
Have they called you?
I don't have any calls yet for that particular purpose, no.
Well, I'm hoping that people encourage people to call. And
well, they're going to call in with, if they're going to write checks, because we're not going to put it on a credit card.
You know, no, that's fine. But the checks should be written to Don Parsley, or just DPAS.
Well, displaced paranoid.
Displaced paranoid anxiety syndrome. And that'll help get it going. I can wait. You tell me if you get a call. And
well, in the meantime, sir, while we wait for people to call and donate to this syndrome that you say caused this girl to attack herself, this syndrome that you say caused you to attack yourself, our number, by the way, folks, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with this man, Don Parsley, about the girl that attacked herself with acid, and he attacked himself in North Minneapolis 2 years ago with a variety of objects to make it look like he'd been beaten up by a gang of, you said in your press release, roving black hooligans. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right. That was my fear of hooliganism that had been talked about in the press on the soccer. If you remember the days of soccer, they talked about the hooligan that would attack you. And so that was my thinking. I'm waiting to talk to anybody who wants to.
We'll give the number out here, 877-876-PHIL, for people who want to donate to you. But the fact is, you are talking about a disease that not a lot of people know about.
I've explained the disease to people. I've just, on your program, I've said that lady attacked herself with acid because she was afraid that that would someday happen to her, so she did it so that she could get it out of the way. And I attacked myself and beat myself with a barbell and with the objects that I said because I was afraid I would be beaten, and so I wanted to get it out of the way. And I got it out of the way.
But you didn't feel any better because, first of all, nobody came to you and said that they felt sorry for you. And then they finally did turn the cops out, but it didn't last.
Well, okay, so that's why we want to get the this disease treated. I'm going to have to say something now that if we don't raise money for this, then there's going to be more people who are going to they may attack other people. I might go out and attack somebody. And
why would you go out and attack someone? And why would I believe you if you're saying you're going to go out and attack somebody? Why would I believe you? I know you're waiting for people to donate to your foundation.
No, that's not.
Yeah, that's it. So you would say you're going to threaten to go out and attack somebody if we don't get money?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
What were you going to say?
I am. Yes, that's what I do now want to say, but I didn't say it. You said it. If we don't get enough money for our foundation, I'm going to want to go and fulfill someone else's fear of being attacked by me, and I don't know who that would be. It could be my sister.
Are there people that are afraid of being attacked by you?
Yes, my sister is, and she can do it herself, or I can make it happen for real. There may be people that are afraid of being attacked by, or she may be just afraid of being attacked by a white man in a baseball cap, and I can do that too. I can go any way. My orientation. I'm almost bi. If you talk about how I'm almost bi violent, meaning I can be real.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something, Mr. Parsley.
But I can be real, or I can be someone else.
No, I got to tell you something. You claim that you got a syndrome here that this Bethany Storrow's got, which is called the displaced personal anxiety syndrome, and you are collecting money for it. And if you don't get enough money, you'll attack somebody.
I was afraid of being attacked.
No, I know you were afraid of being attacked, and so you made it happen, and so was she. But now what you're saying is if you don't get enough money for your clinic, you'll attack someone.
If I know that there's my sister is afraid of being attacked by a man in a you know, in a baseball cap. I could do that.
I thought you said she was afraid of being attacked by you.
No, sir, I did not. She's afraid of a black, not a black, but a white or a black, attacking her.
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL. This guy's story now, having to do with the displaced. So this woman basically attacked herself with acid because she was afraid of it happening, so she did it to alleviate the anxiety of waiting for it to happen. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Yeah. Welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Don Parsley. How are you, Don? Now, you were asking me about what I do for a living?
Yes, sir.
I do a radio show for a living.
Yeah, well, I saw you on your video cast about 2 months ago, and someone said that that was you, and I watched you, and I enjoyed it a lot. And I've always have wanted to do radio, you know.
Well, let's talk about this, because you seem to be a guy, when you talk about this syndrome, that this girl, this Bethany Storo, throwing acid at her face, she wants attention, you know?
No, we do want attention, but we also are afraid it's going to really happen.
Well, which is it? Do you want attention, or are you afraid that you were really going to get beat up by a bunch of black guys, and so you threw yourself into a ditch?
I was afraid. I don't think I ever saw that I was afraid of being thrown in a ditch by a bunch of black people, per se. But of all the things I was afraid of that. But I also wanted people to know that I had something to offer, you know.
All right, so you get yourself attention by doing what? You get yourself attention by faking like you get beat up, so that people see you, and then you're asking about my radio show. Are you wanting to go into radio?
I would love to go into radio. If I had had a... I could stop doing this to myself if I had a radio show, and I don't mean a radio show like what you have, Mr. Hendry, but if I had a radio show on a radio station, or if I had a television show or some place where I could speak out. Because people that do this... When we hurt ourselves, like this girl that put the acid on her face, all she's asking for is to be able to have a forum to tell people about herself and the qualities. I've asked for money for a clinic, which your callers obviously are too selfish, you know.
I don't think anybody wants to give money to a clinic for a syndrome, sir, that sounds like it's being perpetrated by people who are... not necessarily honest. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I am being honest.
Well, first of all, you've got a syndrome. Second of all, you beat yourself up because you're afraid it's really going to happen. Third of all, you also beat yourself up because you want attention from people, which I gather was this girl's problem. Fourth of all, you not only want attention from people, you wouldn't do this to yourself if you had your own radio or TV show.
I think it goes without saying. I don't think you suffer from that disease, do you?
No, sir, I don't suffer from the disease, but I wouldn't be suffering from it even if I didn't have a radio show or a TV show. Do you understand?
No, sir, I don't. I'm brave, and the acid face is brave. And
who's acid face?
I met the girl.
But let's not call her that, okay?
Excuse me?
Let's not call that young lady acid face.
Well, she's going to be cured. It won't last. I mean, she's not going to look like the ghoul. Like the ghoul from the ghoul room. She's
no, I know that, sir, but I don't want to call her acid face. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. But I think we deserve to be praised.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I don't think you're going to get money for any clinic. Here is Jay. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Fine, thank you.
My question is there any scientific... studies about this syndrome this gentleman is supposed to be having? And then I have a comment on is he just looking for 15 minutes of fame? And also his I guess this rant or whatever, it's putting other people in jeopardy, like, you know, black men or, you know, with the police and all this and that.
Right.
So that's my question. But I think he's been looking for 15 minutes of fame.
What about that, Don?
Well, the scientific studies are still, you know, they're compiling the data because it's so, it's very exotic. And when you think about being afraid of something and you are so troubled by it that you want to make it happen, so you go out and beat yourself, you know, or you drop things on yourself, whatever, you know. And so that's a very exotic thing. The University of, at the University of California, they're doing studies. And then the other thing is about my 15th. I don't want to have fame, but I do feel I'm worthy of people hearing what I have to say. And the girl that, you know, got her face with the acid, I said I wanted a radio show only because I want people to know that I have a lot of opinions, and I'm also I'm very entertaining.
So it's just
right, but what are you saying?
Oh, well, no, sir, it's not, because if I just wanted 15 minutes of fame, I wouldn't want to have a television show, and you know what I mean? Cato Kaelin, do you know who Cato Kaelin is? He was in the O.J. Simpson house, and he was friends with O.J. Simpson, and he got to have a radio show, okay? And that kept him from going out
murdering
people.
You're putting people's lives at stake, man. Just like I say, you doing this and saying a black man did this, so that's going to enrage the police, go out and may hurt an innocent black man because you said that a black person did this to you, or a gang of black people, and ain't nobody did this but yourself. So I don't see logic in that.
But I would be lying if I said, I'd be lying if I said it was...
Why would you be lying? I mean, no black people attacked you.
No, that's true.
So why would you be lying?
Because in my mind, it was a gang of hooligans, and I would be lying if at least my mental picture of what I think.
Well, you're not lying. It didn't happen to you, so how could you be lying?
I'd be lying if I said I was attacked by whites when I knew in my mind someday I'll be attacked by blacks. See, that's the part that a lot of people don't understand. And if I had a television show, you know...
I'm sorry, man. That's
pretty weird, man, to say you need a television... you need a TV show to tell people... You need a TV show to tell people what? That you...
I need a TV to let people know about displaced paranoid anxiety syndrome. You know, I asked for money. Has anybody called... This gentleman, do you want to donate money, sir, or...
This gentleman doesn't want to donate any.
No, I do not.
Well, you should have let him answer, Mr. Henry. You put words in his mouth.
No, I didn't.
You know what? They can make a syndrome out of anything these days. And I just don't believe what if there's no scientific study about this, I think that's just something that you're just trying, like you say, get some money. You know,
well, you didn't answer right. You said Cato Kaelin, you know. Cato Kaelin, I'll just say two words for you, Cato Kaelin.
What would it be two words for me, Cato Kaelin? Cato Kaelin was a friend of O.J.'s. He was on TV.
No, he didn't, but he didn't kill anybody as a result. He got a TV show, and that...
Cato Kaelin didn't kill anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't going to kill anybody.
He didn't beat himself up, neither.
Well, but if he got the if he didn't get the TV show, what do you think the odds were that they'd find another blonde with her head... You know, with her head almost off.
What are you talking about, you know, man? Cato Kaelin didn't do that, man, okay? You're calling Cato Kaelin something that he's not.
What?
I'm sorry to laugh, man, but I hope you find... I really hope you get help, man, seriously. Because I just think you're just out to get some free money. You know, but I hope you get help for real, though, man. And stop going around telling, you know, doing things to yourself and then blaming it on other races of people that haven't did these things to you, man. That's how come this country is in pretty bad shape it is now by racism and things like this, man. So I hope you get help, dude. But I won't be donating because I have a family to take care of, too.
Well,
so
that's just
thank
it. You want me to get help, but you won't give me any money.
No, he won't give you any money.
I don't think you're serious in wanting me to have help, you know, to be helped and everything.
He wants you to get help, but the way you think you need help, thank you very much, Jay, for your call, 877-876-PHIL. The way you think you need help
is not the way that perhaps that gentleman thinks you need help. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What does that mean?
It means, in other words, you need help in a different way.
Well, that sounds pretty... That sounds sexual, and I'm...
What do you mean sexual?
I need help in a different way.
Well, anyway, the best of luck to you, Don.
Well, I've been on your program for an hour and not one... Not one penny, huh?
Not a penny, no. Not a penny for displaced paranoid anxiety syndrome, where you borrowed a grape drink from a kid that was walking by and poured it on yourself to make it realistic. 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about a Wisconsin district attorney. And really what we're going to be discussing are how is it that men communicate with women a certain way in probably the most offensive possible way, and they expect women to be flattered by it. Wait till you hear this story of this Wisconsin DA, and we'll have Bob Green on the line with us from Fraser Foods, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Can I give out my website?
No.
Phil Hendry.